went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Kristen in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 at Jams. It's another gorgeous day to bring two fabulous people that one thinks that the other is way, way hot. And the other one obviously is like, listen, your face does not look the way you said it was going to. Therefore, I ain't going out with you again. Mm. It's called Second Date Update. And that's why we're here today.
Yep, that's why we're here. And we've got Roy calling. Hey, Roy.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Roy.
Hi.
How are you today?
Really good. I really appreciate you guys helping me out.
Sure.
Yeah.
So tell us, by the way, you have a very sensual voice. Do the ladies tell you that?
Yeah, I do get that all the time. I don't have a whole lot of trouble with ladies normally, which is what makes this situation a little bit interesting for me.
I get that. All right. Well, why don't you divulge what's been going on with your date?
Well, I met this really amazingly beautiful and incredible girl on Plenty of Fish. Her name is Jill. And she went to the farmer's market with me. I was looking for some ingredients for a eggplant parmesan that I was making. I used a lot of eggplant, asparagus, and cucumbers. And we just had a really amazing time, like going through the farmer's market and just kind of like really connecting on a deep level, at least I thought. But then after that, like, she totally ghosted me, and I never heard back from her, and I didn't understand what was going on. So I was really hoping you ladies could help me reconnect with Jill.
Well, with a voice like that, it doesn't surprise me that good old Roy Boy is, you know, dilly-dallying on the Plenty of Fish.
I know, right?
Because that's a, like, come on now, that's where the ones you lay down with the ladies, isn't it? Unlike on the...
Well, you know, in high school and in college, I did have the reputation of being called the Roy Joy, so...
See, I know these things.
Yeah, you do.
That was his nickname.
Yeah.
Roy Joy. All right, so listen, so you met a young lady by the name of Jill on Plenty of Fish. I love the farmer's market, so you go to a lot of those.
Yes.
You know, you guys had your thing. You hate to brag, but it seems like you've never had any issues with the ladies before. So after kind of DMing her and, you know, trying to get her attention again, she just doesn't seem to respond to you.
Yeah, and I just really wish she would, because she's just amazing. She's beautiful. She's gorgeous. She's intelligent. And I just really wanted to connect with her.
Yeah, well, he's explaining Tracy.
Oh, that's what I thought.
He is. He's explaining. Tracy goes to those all the time. I'm sure this is about Tracy.
Yeah.
All right, so this is what we'll do, Roy. We're going to play a song. Then when we get back, we will call Miss Jill and see why she's not getting back to you and hopefully score you a second date. Sound good?
I love that. Thank you.
Oh, he loved that. Did you hear that, Jason?
I heard. I'm listening to every word he's saying.
He would love to take you back out. All right. It's coming up next with Kristen in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Kristen in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Well, we are enjoying someone that his name is actually Roy Toy, the boy. He's got a great voice, Tracy. I'm sure he's very popular on Plenty of Fish. Why he's here today.
Yeah, that is. And I got to tell you, girl, yeah, the voice, I'm hanging off of every word he's saying. So literally. So we've got Roy calling. He's calling for a second date with Jill. As you said, Krista, they met on Plenty of Fish. Mm. They went to the farmer's market together, which is so fun, and got to know each other. He was making some eggplant parmesan. Okay. Just hearing him say it, I almost fainted. I know. He said, you know, they got along really well. It was a beautiful day, and he doesn't want to brag, but he doesn't have any problem with the ladies, and from the sound of his voice, I believe him. So it's just really weird that she's not getting back to him. Like, he really thinks that she's fantastic.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, Roy, are you ready? We're going to give Miss Jill a call.
Absolutely.
Okay, here we go. All right.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jill?
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, Jill. How are you? This is Krista and Tracy. We're calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Oh, hi. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we're doing swell.
Yeah, we're doing really good.
Yeah, so, you know, it's gorgeous out.
Yes.
We're going to go for a run, maybe have a picnic, maybe go to the farmer's market.
Oh, yum.
Which, by the way, Tracy's a little creepy like that. She said she spotted you there because she was there the other day.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
She's like, listen, this girl is so damn cute. She was with another guy. They seem to be having a great time. And you know what? I was really curious how that date went. So that's why we're calling. We're calling to see if you remember going out with a guy named Roy that you met on Plenty of Fish.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yeah, I did. I did go out with Roy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what happened, girl? Why aren't you calling him back?
He's really nice, super charming, but he's just, he came off like just a line guy. He's just, a guy that likes to use a lot of lines. He'd say things like, you know, I'm not like other guys, and you're not like other girls. And I'll treat you like a queen, and, you know, you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. And it just, it didn't come off as just real. It came off a little tacky. It just sounded like something that he would say all the time to a lot of girls. And I kind of just picked up on that, and it just didn't seem genuine to me. And I'm just not that kind of girl who's like, who falls for that.
Right.
I don't know.
And, so basically, you know, they're kind of like, your classic pickup lines.
Yeah.
Like, dude, really?
Yeah.
Another one?
Right.
You're in another.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just the ones you kind of hear about, like, you know, in movies and TV shows. Like, it just didn't seem real.
Oh, what was that famous line that, remember, it was Tom Cruise in the movie where he's like, show me the money, that movie. But there was a line that he said.
You complete me?
You complete me. Oh, that was the best.
Yeah.
That was the best. Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, I'm really surprised, Roy, that you did not use that line when it comes to Jill. Because Jill, this call will be complete after you realize that you're on second date update with Mr. Roy. So say hi to each other.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
Hi, Roy.
I have to say I'm perplexed, baffled. I feel a little bamboozled that you feel like I'm a lying guy. Really? I wasn't being sincere with what I was saying about you.
I mean, you might have been sincere, but it wasn't. It just sounded like you always say that all the time to, you know, a lot of girls. And I you're good looking, and you know, you were just so charismatic and everything, but it just came off as like, this is what you do to, you know.
Wow. Hold it, give me a minute to explain. I just ladies, please, in all seriousness, like, Jill, like, I don't know what your life has been like up to this point, but I think you are a stunningly beautiful girl. I mean, you have gorgeous green eyes. You have incredible skin. You have a smile that lights up the room. And I don't know what your standard of what you consider beautiful is, but when I look at you, I don't just see like a pretty package on the outside. Like, the way your smile lights up a room.
Oh, I mean, that's my.
Inside. Oh, come on.
Oh, Roy. Roy, I think it's beautiful. I really do. Honestly, yeah. I do. I think it's, you know, and every girl loves to hear sweet things like that. Maybe this is what I would do. I believe he really thinks that, you know, those beautiful thoughts of you. But maybe, Roy, let's kind of do like a domino effect. Maybe we do it once and let it all go.
Mm-hmm.
Beep. And then, you know what? We'll just talk normal chatter.
Yeah.
You know, we'll talk about...
Oh, but Tracy, you know Jill, right? Which one of you knows Jill?
Yeah, I know her.
We both know her.
Right. Yeah.
Am I lying about how beautiful this is?
No. She's everything.
She is.
It just makes me uncomfortable when you're, like, telling me that every minute, which, I mean, I appreciate it. It's super sweet. And just a lot. It's a lot. And like, I would like to just talk about other things and just like get to know you more as like without all of the.
How about this, Jill and Roy? How about this? So Roy obviously wants to go back out with you, Jill.
Yep.
How about that we decide to play a game on our date, and that would be called Mute Roy's Mouth. And all you have to do, Jill, is talk to Roy about who you are so he can get to know the inside of who you are, the inner side.
Yeah.
And then you can put, and then you can flip it around. Then right. you can play Mute Jill's Mouth.
Ooh.
And then, Roy, you can talk. That'd be a fun game, right?
That would,
eventually, you guys can mute at the same time because you're sucking face.
Right.
Yeah.
Who's got time to talk then?
Ooh-hoo. Sound good?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I would be down for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We can take turns and talk.
Yeah. And yes. sucking each other's face.
Right. In that order.